Do you have ears to hear? You've probably never been asked that question, but I am certain you've had someone ask, "Are you listening?" I ask my girls that all the time. I want them to be sure and hear what I am saying. God designed us to have two ears and one mouth, so one would think we should listen twice as much as we speak, right? I'm not seeing a lot of that. Are we listening? Do we have ears to hear? It matters. My husband is a pastor, and over the last 7 weeks, he's been preaching on the seven churches of Revelation. Jesus gives very clear messages to his beloved disciple John in Revelation chapters 1-3. He wants these messages written down in letter form to then be delivered to seven specific churches in Asia, the churches of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Jesus is very specific to each church, giving both encouragement and warning. As he speaks the words he wants delivered to these churches, these loveless, persecuted, compromising, corrupt, dead, faithful, and lukewarm churches, he ends out each letter to be delivered with these words: "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." He says this seven times, which is Jesus basically saying to each church and to you and me, listen, pay attention to these words and my encouragement, as well as my warnings. I see you. I see how you're living and the choices you're making. And if you have ears, hear what I am saying. Church, are we listening? But it's not only the listening or hearing part. We must take to heart what we have heard and let it guide us in how we live, act, and respond. It seems simple enough, doesn't it? A friend of mine recently gave a perfect example of why listening matters. She has MS and uses a wheelchair every day. Once she accidentally got knocked out of her wheelchair. She was in a public place, so quickly she was surrounded by people trying to help. Some were saying, "Put your foot here," and others were saying, "Grab my hand," but those directives did not help. In the midst of all the noise and chaos of the moment, one young lady knelt down and asked, "What do you need me to do?" That simple question, followed by clear communication, and not only listening, but hearing, and being moved to action, got my friend safely back in her chair. So do you have an ear to hear? Then hear this, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Blessed is the one who hears and takes to heart the words of Jesus. In Revelation and throughout every single page of the Bible, he is speaking and giving us direction. But are we listening? Or are we listening to and being led like sheep to slaughter to every other outlet we can watch, read, or scroll through but the Word of God? When you feel no one knows where you are, what you have faced, what hasn't been seen in your life, or what you need, the one who knows you best, designed you for a purpose, and loves you so much he died for you and knows what you need, is Jesus. He is speaking. We need only to listen, because the time is near. That's the truth. Friends of every nation, tribe, and tongue, may we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. May we be changed by his grace so we can better hear and act on the needs of one another. I'm Lori Klein.